Coach Smith, could you talk about, your connection with Coach Quinn and, what made you want to come here and join his staff?
Well, back in when I was at San Francisco 49ers, this is a great story that Jim Moore was the defensive coordinator at that time. And we were sitting there, and one day he came in and he said, "Hey, there's this guy named Dan Quinn that keeps calling, wants an opportunity to come in here to interview for the defensive quality control position. What do you think?" And I said, "Where is he from?" He said, "He's from Hofstra." I said, "Well, if he's been pestering the heck out of you, bring him in." So we came in, we interviewed him, very impressed with him, not only on his football knowledge, but him as a person. Came in, we hired him, and he did a great job. So we started there at San Francisco. How many years? I can't remember how many years we were together, but it was really great. He had great work ethic. Heck, it might be 1 o'clock at night. I can still remember going back home, and Steve Mariucci at that time was the head coach, and I'd come by his office. He would still be in there working. I said, hey, Dan. He said, "Yeah, what's up, Smith?" And I said, "Hey, Steve called." He said, "What'd he say?" He said, "It's time for you to go home." And that was our little kind of a joke every night. It was like that. Then afterwards, I moved on, gone to a couple other teams, and then we reconnected in Miami with Nick Saban. And since that time, we've been very, very close from a really good friendship relationship and a coaching relationship.
Coach, could you share your defensive philosophy with the Atlanta fans who will be watching and listening to you?
Well, it's not my philosophy. It's our philosophy. It comes, you've heard Dan talk when you guys met with him the first day. What we're looking for is first of all, guys to come out and have fun, okay? And we're looking to play fast, be fundamentally sound, and be able to attack. And what we mean by attack, I think Dan explained it to you his first day he came in. It's not necessarily where we're going to have to be a big pressure-type football team. It's having them think where they're, make it where it's we don't have 1,000 different defenses that we're playing where the players can react and play fast and hard. Trying to create turnovers in terms of our aggressive style of play.
Coach, the franchise had trouble getting sacks, for a while. What is your philosophy on sacks affecting the quarterback, and do sacks matter?
Well, yes, sacks matter. But, first of all, defense, it's more than just third down defense. To be successful on third down, I really believe you have to play well on first down. You got to make those third downs where you're not playing a lot of third and shorts, you're playing third and long, and I think from that standpoint, you're going to be a better successful team on third down. But yes, to generate pressure on the quarterback, to get him off his spot, all those issues are really, really important. It's not necessarily you'd love to have a 45-50 sack football team every year. You might not have that, but can you get that quarterback off his spot? Can you make him feel uncomfortable? Those are things that we'll try to create.
Coach, when you're in your position, what is important to keep in mind when you come in, you take inventory of what you have and maybe what you need?
Well, we're in the process right now evaluating the personnel here. We've done that since the first day we've come in, and we're continuing to do that right now, trying to get players to see if they can play a number of positions for us, which are critical, trying to upgrade the speed of our football team. The thing that I've been impressed with, I'm not going to get into people, but I did feel that they did play hard. You didn't see a team that was not playing hard. So I think there's an opportunity here to get this thing rolling the right direction.
Coach, I asked Coach Armstrong, coming in, a bunch of new faces now on the staff. Can you just talk about the importance of developing that chemistry first as a coaching staff, which then permeates down to the players?
Well, I think anytime change is good for people. And I think what Dan coming in here, and I know Coach Smith, he's a very good person, great football coach. I know Mike Nolan, same thing. I admire both those people really well. Come in, you have a new change of the leadership here. Things will be done probably a little bit different than they were before. How they were done before, I really don't know. But I think what he's hired, when you look at our staff, and I'm not talking about me, I might be one of the elderly people on the staff, but you look at he's hired a bunch of really good people and good technique teachers. And I think what happens when you have that youth, I think it's going to bring excitement. I mean, our staff, and I'm talking about offense and defensively, and I've had a lot of experience. This might be my 28th year in the league. He's hired himself a good staff, and I think it starts at the head with your head football coach and the rest of you, the energy and the excitement that you bring to your job on a daily basis.
Because of the advantages that have seemed to have shifted to the offenses over the years, you were talking about reaction. So many sets and so many things going on. Can read and react put you in a bad place? Is it almost let's get back to the most fundamental defense, find the football, knock it down, and see what happens?
Well, what happens is see if this makes any sense to you. There's a lot of teams that do a lot of tight pattern matching. But in our system, with reading and reacting and vision and breaking on the ball, we feel that we have a better opportunity to create more turnovers that way, make big plays. And that's why we're looking for speed, great instincts, and, an ability to play fast and physical.
Football IQ, guys sometimes use that
well, yeah,
you.
Yeah, football IQ. You like to have them where they're smart. And there's some at every position, I think you have real high IQ people, and you have some that maybe might be a lower test person. But that's your job as a coach to put them in good positions where they can play fast and hard.
Coach, is it difficult to make evaluations just on film without being able to see the players yet?
Well, I think you're right there. We're like I said earlier, we're still in the evaluation process. I think we have a little bit of advantage because there are some people that on the coaching staff that was from the previous coaching staff that, if you have a question about a person as an individual, now we haven't had the opportunity to meet these guys. Right now we've got our coaches starting to get in contact with them, start to develop a nice relationship with them, so there becomes a good trust factor there. But until we get them here, yeah, you'll formulate, but you want to formulate your own opinion. You don't want anything. Dan's mindset, which I believe is really good, let's find out what the player can do, not what he can't do. And whatever is the past was in the past. We don't even want to talk that language. We don't want to talk Seattle. We don't want to talk, the West Coast offense. Let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons.
One more thing, Coach. You talk back on the sacks. I mean, is it important to have a premier end or ends?
Well, it's nice to have those. I came from the Denver Broncos. We had DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller, two of the best in the league. That's a pretty good tandem. When you do have that, it makes the coverage a lot easier. They both go hand in hand, yes.
Teams in Seattle played it pretty straight. There weren't a lot of exotic blitzes. They weren't sending guys from light towers. I'm assuming you've got to figure out what it is you might have to do based upon the players that you have.
Exactly. That's what we're doing. We'll do it from the players that we have on this football team, which there are a tremendous amount of ability here, too, and also through free agency, and also which we're going to get ready here in, a week from now, going to the combine and the draft, which us as coaches, we're not in that stage yet. With the draft part of it. Matter of fact, we just looked at the free agency this morning and see who we wanted to go evaluate.
Coach Quinn said he wasn't sure whether he would call the defensive plays on game day. Comfortable relinquishing that sort of control?
You know what? I'm not an ego person. Matter of fact, you look at a lot of teams in the league, if it goes that way, him and I go way back. Like I said, we've got a very good relationship, not only as friends, but coaching partners. And if that's the way it goes, I mean, you'd be crazy not to have him because he's had the experience. It's the system that he's been in. He sure knows it a lot better than we do as a coaching staff. And so I have no problem about that whatsoever. If that comes to that, there's plenty of people in this league that goes on a daily basis, at all sorts of teams. So I'm not worried about that at all.